We drove north to the middle pasture until we came to the windmill. We hopped out of the pickup, and I noticed that Slim was looking off to the horizon.
We'd better get these windmills oiled, because there's clouds building up in the southwest. I'd sure hate to be on top of a windmill tower when a storm hit.
Slim poured some oil into a gallon jug, grabbed a pair of pliers out of the toolbox, and started climbing up the ladder. But then he stopped and stepped back to the ground. He had just remembered a very important detail: setting the brake on the windmill fan. Do you see the importance of this? Maybe not, but here's the scoop. When a guy works on top of a windmill tower, he stands on a small wooden platform that is 30 or 40 feet above the ground. While he's up there working, the last thing he wants is for the windmill fan to start turning, because if it does, and if the wind happens to pick up, he can't climb down the ladder. In other words, he might find himself stranded on top of the tower. At that particular moment, on that particular day, the wind was dead still, and maybe Slim could have climbed the tower and gotten back down without using the brake. But he made the wise decision of shutting it off anyway. Smart move. Slim didn't always make wise decisions, but this time he did. But there was one small problem. When he pushed down on the wooden brake lever, it broke off in his hands. In other words, the brake broke. Well, too bad. We wouldn't be oiling this windmill. See, I knew Slim wouldn't be foolish enough to climb up on a windmill tower when the brake was breaking. When the brake was broken, shall we say. I mean, that would be crazy. He looked off towards the clouds on the horizon and chewed his lip.
You know, them clouds ain't all that close. I think I'll have just enough time to oil this mill before the storm hits.
He grinned and gave me a wink.
What do you think, Poots?
What? I stared at him in disbelief. Was he nuts? Had his life become so dull that he wanted to... I mean, why didn't he just fix the brake? He started climbing up the tower. When I saw this, I barked a warning. He stopped and looked down at me.
Oh, don't be a worry, Wart. It ain't gonna take me but a few minutes and I'll be back on planet Earth.
There, you see? Why do we bother to warn these people? They never listen to their dogs. I mean, who was I? Merely head of ranch security, the guy who was in charge of protecting... He climbed up the ladder. Fine, what did I care? Maybe he would be lucky. And if he wasn't, too bad. Once he got to the platform, he went to the next step. Hooking his right leg around the tower, he reached high over his head and began unscrewing the nut on top of the hood. If all this technical stuff is too hard for you to grasp, don't worry about it. As long as I know what we're doing, it doesn't matter if you do or not. He removed the hood, set it down on the platform, and started pouring oil into the reservoir, the oil thing, the place where the oil goes. Well, all seemed to be going well on the tower, so I went straight to the legs of the windmill and checked them out for encrypted messages. There are four legs on a windmill tower, don't you see? And I intended to give every one of them a thorough sniffing. Why would I go to all this trouble to check for encrypted messages on a windmill tower? A lot of your ordinary mutts wouldn't have bothered. Who would leave a message on a windmill tower out in the middle of nowhere? I didn't know, but I intended to check it out. As you will soon see, well, you'll find out if you keep listening.